This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Hamley. Time once again to talk with gardening guy Henry Hohmeyer, organic gardener and author of a weekly column in several New England newspapers. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Rick.
Henry, I hesitate to bring it up, but, you know, fall is on the way.
It is. But our summer flowers that are pretty bedraggled and feeling tired right now can be made to look pretty darn good in the fall as well.
What do you usually do?
I cut them back right now. Things like zinnias that are in pots on my front porch, I cut them back and give them some liquid fertilizer, and they'll rebloom nicely in 2 to 3 weeks.
And they'll hold pretty well until the first hard frost?
That's right.
Are there any fall plants that we should consider buying now?
Absolutely. I love chrysanthemums. I love decorative kale or cabbage. And fall asters, three great plants that I treat as annuals, even though only one of them really is an annual.
Is there anything special that our listeners should know about mums, you know, putting them in pots, you know, on the front porch, something we all like to do come fall to add a little color? What should we do there?
Mums are great. Somebody has very carefully pinched back the mums twice during the course of the summer when you buy them in the garden center, and they'll have up to 300 blossoms in an 8-inch pot or a 12-inch pot. They're fabulous color, relatively inexpensive. They're sold now as perennials, but I don't find them really worthy as perennials. When you plant them in the ground, they'll look great this year, but next year, instead of getting 300 blossoms, you might get 50, and they'll be a taller plant. That's true with the fall asters as well. They've been pinched back to keep them short, make them look good. The main thing you need to do if you're keeping them in a pot is to keep them well watered.
They tend to dry out quickly.
They do. They've got a lot of leaves, a lot of flowers, and a hot, sunny day, they can lose a lot of water. They're relatively root-bound when you buy them, so I find the best way to water them is to submerge the pot in a bucket or a recycling container full of water. Hold them down until they stop bubbling. That way, you'll really hydrate that whole root ball.
Now, you wrote this past week, Henry, about decorative kale. Is that the same as decorative cabbage?
It is. And it is an annual that usually in greens and purples, and sometimes you'll have a white center. The great thing about decorative kale is that it's very frost hardy. If you buy one now and you keep it hydrated, it'll look good right up through Halloween and probably almost to Christmas.
Let's not get to Christmas quite yet. Let's not think about that quite yet. That's plenty of.
All right.
We've still got plenty of late summer and fall to get through. And I guess the point in your column last week was really it's just a great thing to kind of decorate your front stoop, your front porch, isn't it?
It is. And it's a gift to every passerby. They look at those flowers and you're giving them the gift of beauty. So I try to do it and I encourage listeners to do the same.
Henry Hohmeyer, thanks so much as always.
Thank you, Rick.
Gardening guy Henry Hohmeyer. His column is out in several papers around the region. You can learn more about him at nhpr.org.